You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Our phone number is 564-1290 or 866-564-1290. Go to RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com to listen to past programs and find real estate information. Call me after the program at 452-2428, 452-CHAT. Jaron Pilz produces the program. Today's Gerst is Herb Galulo. And you wouldn't know if I mispronounce his last name because it already sounds like I'm mispronouncing it. With a name like Schneidman, I shouldn't make fun of your last name, Herb. Herb Galulo from Your Chimney Sweep is today's guest, and I, Mark Schneidman, am my client's realtor. So there's an ad in the paper for a another chimney sweep in town, and it says, free safety inspection with cleaning, a $49 value. What do you think of that? What's your answer to that, Herb?
I'm not really sure. When I go to our inspections, are free from the beginning. If a person calls us, they have an issue with their chimney or fireplace, it doesn't cost them anything for me to come out and look at it. So that's the inspection to see if it needs work done.
So this says free safety inspection with cleaning, a $49 value. You're saying that with a cleaning, you give a safety inspection included in your $99 price.
Correct.
And if someone calls you out and you do a safety inspection and they don't need a cleaning,
it doesn't cost them anything. Correct.
So you will go out, and in the real estate community, you see, like, I remember roofers used to do that. Because everybody gets an escrow, and the home inspector says, that roof looks, I don't know. I've never seen any roof inspection that doesn't say 5 to 7 years left on the life of the roof. No matter, it's a 2-year-old roof or a 50-year-old roof. It always has 5 to 7 years left in their life. But so they were giving up. But then everyone was calling them, so now they started charging for roof inspections. I mean, so that's pretty amazing that you're still willing to offer free chimney inspections for in the real estate community.
Oh yeah, it works. It works well.
And again, Herb Galulo, Your Chimney Sweep, 683-1220 is his phone number. Is in the yellow pages, I guess, white pages. Your Chimney Sweep, 683-1220. So it doesn't cost you anything, and you might as well get a look see. And I guess we should talk about dryer ducts. Now, at first glance, it sounds like, geez, what the hell are you going to worry about a dryer duct? And I just replaced mine. I'm kind of handy, and I enjoy doing this kind of things. And it was a run. I had to buy a piece of about, 2 feet, and it scrunches down to about 6 inches, and that it just dumps right out the wall. So there's really not much to it. But why would one be concerned, and what kind of problems do you see with dryer ducts?
Well, basically, it can be a fire hazard. There have been fires started by dryer lint. It overworks your dryer. A lot of times people will call the dryer repairman, my dryer's not working right, it's taking me too many cycles to dry my towels, things like this. 99% of the time, well, maybe not that much, but a lot of the time, the dryer repairman will say, it's not your dryer, it's the dryer vent. And basically what happens, it's a 4-inch metal pipe. Yours is very short. You wouldn't have a problem with yours. A lot of people in hotel or apartment complexes where they go up through the roof, 2 stories, 3 stories, or they go through the walls and angles on them, that metal pipe, after that hot air stops blowing through there, cools and condensates, and all that dust inside there, the lint starts sticking to the walls. After a while, that 4-inch pipe could be down to 2 inches. It just puts a lot of pressure back on your dryer. Clothes aren't drying properly, and it can get hot and cause a fire.
So I mentioned earlier, that's why with the housing authority, you're dealing with a lot of apartments where you have all these convoluted.
Correct.
So it's not you get free fire chimney inspections and fireplace inspections, but not free.
No, we look at their dryer ducts too while we're there.
You can look at and get a little, but you got to charge. You got to get in there, and it can get kind of convoluted with these dryer ducts. Well, I guess it's kind of like in your furnace. And you got your filter, you've got to keep replacing that a couple of times at least during the winter season, for the same reason. You start working your furnace harder on that blower motor because it doesn't have the nice draft.
Correct. And then also all you're doing is just blowing that dirt around in your house. We clean air ducts also, and that's a big issue right now with everybody wanting to breathe clean air. You see the ads on TV for all these air filter systems, breathe clean air, dander, all that. So, and you'd be surprised how if you look in somebody's air ducts, they haven't been cleaned in 15, 20 years, the things that are in there. So we clean these also, and then we put antiviral, antifungal, anti-mold, and antibacterial sprays in them, change the filters.
In the furnace ducts.
In the duct, yep.
The furnace ducts.
Your air ducts, uh-huh.
It's just so ironic that you're talking about all this air filter and all this, you know, clean air, and you sound like you're choking to death at this hoarseness of this voice. it's like a commercial for a man who hasn't had his dryer duct or his furnace ducts clean. Yeah, well, a lot of people get caught up into that and have a problem remembering to just, you know, change your furnace. You know, they always have that thing with your smoke alarms. When you turn the clocks back, change the battery in your smoke alarms. But we need a couple of key things to change the filter in your furnace. I mean, that is just huge.
Oh, yes.
So people burn in a fireplace, you know, burning wood. How often do you have regular customers? You go back...
Oh, I have some customers that use their fireplaces every single day, no matter what the weather's like, either if it's for ambiance or for heating or for just they like fireplaces.
Some getting rid of the evidence.
Yeah, that type of thing. Oh, yeah.
You have a lot of Enron customers.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, yeah, what about those people?
But, yeah, some of those people, I'll clean them every 6 months. Other people every 2 years. Other people every year. Depends on what they burn, if it's seasoned wood that they're burning. Which is always better. There's a lot of people burning just about anything these days. So those are the people that should really have them checked more often.
Yes, I remember. Well, I saw some ads recently. I was just looking in the paper, and they were selling different wood, different types of wood. Or, you know, oak and eucalyptus were two of the ones I remember. There was a third one as well. I don't know if there's a common one that you could name that people burn.
Pepper wood, pepper trees. There's all people burn everything. Every tree in this town gets burned, believe it or not.
What do you recommend? I mean, people, you know, what's the downside of burning wet wood? Or you mentioned seasoned wood. What do you mean by that?
Seasoned wood is wood that has been cut and stacked, and just let, you know, to have the moisture evaporate out of it, and oils come out of it a little bit before they go throw it in the fireplace. Just burns better, burns cleaner. And it also creates a lot less creosote in your chimney because of the oils and the moisture are evaporated out of it, basically.
Right, right. Well, I know, like, with if you're doing barbecues and you want to get good oak wood and you want it to be dried and seasoned because you're using it.
Right.
So you're saying pretty much the same.
Yeah.
Same result, is good, better, cleaner burning in your fireplace.
Yes, and the less moisture content you have is better. You don't want that moisture going up inside your chimney. It creates a thicker smoke. Thicker, heavier smoke stays in the chimney longer and starts to create attaching to the chimney walls faster.
Right. But so the worst case is you come out once a year. I mean, you have your little winter season. You don't use great wood. You just build it up. So you come out once a year. It's $99 now.
Correct.
To clean the chimney, do an inspection, and get them back on. Your chimney sweep, Herb Galullo, 683-1220, 683-1220. Basically, you can call and get a free inspection.
Correct.
And I think you can call around. You might find that for $99, I don't think you can get your chimney cleaned for any less. If you have a question for us, we're at 564-1290, 564-1290. But after the program, your chimney sweep is 683-1220, 683-1220. And but the wood, okay, so you want, well, people have their blocks of wood that they keep outside. It's get rained on, so no matter how seasoned it is, I mean, what do you do?
Well, you should actually have a little cover over it or a little lean-to type thing built over it. It's just something to keep it from being totally
little tarp on. Or something.
Correct. And, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how many people even bother.
No, most people don't.
Don't even bother to do that.
No.
I'm kind of the anal type, you know. I'd like to build a little house for it and make certain. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, talking with your chimney sweep, Herb Galullo. We have a caller, Chuck, from Santa Barbara. Good morning, Chuck. Thanks for calling.
Good morning.
Hi.
I just was listening to the program. Very interesting.
Thank you.
And am I getting this right? If I get my dryer vent cleaned and my chimney cleaned out, this could improve the quality of my life?
You will be a happier person, Chuck.
Because lately I have been a little down and a little beat up feeling, so maybe this is what I need.
Chuck, we've done studies before and after your chimney sweep goes out there, and families fight less, they lose weight, and it's an amazing transformation. Do you have a fireplace?
Yeah, I do. One kind of an aside, isn't it kind of interesting how people do like to have a fire? It must go back to the Stone Age or something, you know, like having an active fire in your house. You could argue, what are you, out of your mind? But it is interesting. People really do like to have one right there inside their house.
I've been in being a real estate agent. You go into these houses, especially in kitchens sometimes. In kitchens in these high-end homes where they have kind of a barbecue pit right there. So you can have your outdoor barbecue right there.
Huh.
Herb, stay on the line, Chuck. Do you clean? I mean, obviously you go in there and see those and clean
Yes, we clean those also.
That to me would be the greatest. I would love to have. I love fire. What about so, Chuck? When was the last time you had your chimney?
Well, I haven't, and I think I have his number, so I'm happy that you guys brought that up today, because basically never. And so I think I'm a candidate.
Well, I guess the idea is, you know, you think some guy comes out there for a quote free inspection, and I mean, do you ever go out there and say, you don't need your chimney swept, or probably 8 out of 10 people haven't had it looked at for years, and they probably do need a chimney sweep?
Most of them actually do end up needing them clean, but there are people that go out there, and they're just fine. They're okay.
Is that right?
And then a lot of times people move into a new home, they haven't had a fireplace before, and I'll go out there, and I'll actually tell them how to light a fire.
Okay. So you just kinda
What about the gas logs or the fake, you know, like, is that, you know, you throw a switch on the wall, and all of a sudden you've got a fire? I suppose... the guest doesn't probably prefer that kind, but what do you think of those?
They're really nice when they work, but I've run into so many problems with them. They just seem to have a lot of electrical problems because of the electrical connections that you have to have in the firebox.
Huh.
So
is that a real fire that they have going, or is that just some kind of like a red light with some tinfoil?
It's a video. It's all done with mirrors and cameras.
Okay, that's what I was afraid of.
No, that is a real fire.
Really?
Yes, yes. It's they're called gas log sets.
Mm-hmm. So you really kind of don't endorse them?
Well, he said the electrical aspect of it.
Oh, I see.
But if you clean someone's fireplace and they put in these gas logs.
Oh, yeah. We installed the gas logs also, too.
Really? You do?
Oh, yeah. Especially with the older people that are tired of carrying wood in and out, cleaning up the mess every time. They like having the gas log sets installed.
And would you say they're safer?
Yes, because you don't have a flammable material in there. You're not burning wood or paper or whatever people burn.
Mm-hmm.
They're ceramic logs, and it's basically just lighting a fire in your furnace.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing.
Would you ever just shove single pieces of newspaper in the fireplace just to kind of warm it up real quickly? Or
I hear of people doing that to get their flue warm so the smoke goes up the chimney right away, but it's not really a good idea to burn paper.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Okay,
Real
Chuck.
Real great, interesting topic this morning.
We're going to take a break, Chuck, and we'll come back. We're going to talk more about what devices you could use to use the heat to heat your home. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. The guest is Herb Galullo, your chimney sweep. You can call him for a free inspection, and if you do need a cleaning, it's only $99. Call around, get some prices first. You might find that's the cheapest anyway. 683-1220 is Herb's number, 683-1220. You have a question for me, it's 564-1290. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. It's coming up on 24 minutes to the hour.